Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's a lot to be said for the art of the sudden death, the one that really takes you off guard, it knocks you over. But at the same time, you can take a different approach and create something that's equally good, sometimes even better. Sometimes having our characters know that they're going to die, and then making some decisions based off of that knowledge can create some really incredible TV moments. So how about we take a look at some of the best examples? I'm Amy from What Culture, and here are the 10 greatest I'm Dead and I Know It moments in TV history. 10. String a Bell in The Wire. The Wire is a series that could offer up a whole range of truly worthy I'm Dead and I Know It moments. If we have to pick just one though, it's the execution of Idris Elba's String a Bell that gets the nod here. Unlike many of his cohorts, Stringer wasn't solely all about crime and carnage. Instead, by the time of his demise, he was actually attempting to look for a better life, with a career in real estate seemingly within reach. Sadly for Bell, his past misdemeanors would be his downfall, with his former partner Avon Barksdale giving Bell's location to Omar and brother Muzone. As soon as the duo found Stringer, he realized his days were numbered. Despite initially pleading his case and offering up money to Omar and Muzone, Stringer knew there was no way he could pull himself out of this particular pickle, going on to deliver the phenomenal, "Well, get on with it" line, a line of dialogue that was interrupted by gunshots as he was killed off in cold blood. 9. Bob Newby in Stranger Things. Sean Astin's Bob Newby was a character who, quite frankly, didn't bring all that much to the table for most of Stranger Things' second season. The new lover of Joyce Byers, Bob was a relatively dull character who audiences were hoping would have something of note to do eventually. But oh boy, did Newby step up in a major way by the time all was said and done with his time in Hawkins, Indiana. Bob's moment to shine came when he effectively embraced his own death, as he volunteered to head to the basement of the Hawkins lab to reset the breakers following a power cut. As soon as Bob put himself forward to venture down into the basement, the character must have been aware that his chances of making it back alive were minimal, to say the least. And that would indeed prove to be the case, with Newby mauled by a group of demodogs. Fortunately for the rest of the characters, Bob Newby was successful in getting the power back into the building, even if he wasn't quite as successful making it back to Joyce, Mike, Hopper, and Owens. Rest in peace, Bob. You deserved better. 8. Jimmy Darmody in Boardwalk Empire. Killing off one of your two main characters after just two seasons was always going to be a risky move for Boardwalk Empire, and it still splits opinion to this day whether offing Michael Pitt's Jimmy Darmody at that point in time ended up being detrimental to the series. Boardwalk Empire would go on to run for 5 seasons by the time it wrapped things up. Yet there's no getting away from the fact that it was at least a little bit tough to get used to the show without Pitt's character being front and center, or, you know, at least alive. By that point, the father-son relationship between Steve Buscemi's Nucky Thompson and Jimmy had become extremely strained. And for Jimmy, he found himself in a downward spiral, deep in debt, a failed liquor business, drug and alcohol issues, and spoiler alert, he'd even go on to kill his own father. When Nucky promises to help fix some of these problems by having captured the guy who killed Jimmy's wife, it's all just a ruse designed to get Jimmy out in the open where he'll be killed. The thing is, Jimmy is well aware of this, even before he sets off to go to the meeting. To Jimmy, his real self died in the First World War. As such, he sees his execution execution at the hands of Nucky is ending the misery that's become his day-to-day existence. Oof, yeah, that one's a bit miserable. 7. Spike in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Many would say that Spike was the character who had the greatest arc and growth throughout Buffy the Vampire Slayer's beloved 7-season run. From all-out villain to anti-hero to genuine self-sacrificing good guy, James Masters Vampire stands out as one of the all-time great genre TV characters. And in typical Spike fashion, he brilliantly welcomed his ultimate demise during Buffy's final ever episode. Not only did Spike know that his time was up, he embraced it and delighted in the fact that he could feel his soul. With an I love you from Buffy, Spike was more than happy to go down with the ship as he wiped out the Turok Han. He provided an escape route for everyone else, then stuck around to make sure that the Hellmouth fully closed up, which killed him in the process. Of course, Spike would end up returning to be part of Angel, but that didn't take away from what a cool moment his death was for Buffy fans, with his act of selflessness being viewed by some as one of the most hard-hitting of all Buffy's many deaths. 6. Hank Schrader in Breaking Bad. Many avid TV viewers classify Breaking Bad as the absolute greatest show in the history of modern television. And even if you don't fully agree with that viewpoint, it's hard to dispute that the series, and likely Better Call Saul too, is at least in that conversation. In a show brimming with quality episodes, the season 5 episode Ozymandias is viewed as absolute perfection. One key reason for this, of course, is how the episode gets off to a shocking start as Dean Norris' Hank Schrader is killed within the first 10 minutes. With the cat out the bag that Hank and his partner Steve Gomez are DEA agents, Jack Welker toys with Schrader whilst Walter White, Hank's brother-in-law, tries to bargain with Jack. While Jack humours Walt and listens to his pleas, Hank takes a slightly different approach. Schrader finds himself being questioned by Jack on whether he should let him live, whilst Walter begs his family member to play along. Instead, Hank has already long since realised that he's a dead man, as he puts it to White seconds before being murdered. You want me to beg? You're the smartest guy I ever met and you're too stupid to see. He made his mind up 10 minutes ago. You have to give it to the guy. It's one hell of a final speech. 5. Brian Griffin in Family Guy. So greatest may not be the best way to describe the death of Family Guy's Brian Griffin, yet that demise was a hugely powerful, poignant, and emotional one when it occurred in Season 12's Life of Brian. Whereas some other characters featured on this list realized death was upon them and went out with a spirited bang or a big old middle finger to their rivals, the death of the Griffin's family dog was a different beast altogether. As it dawns on Brian that the Grim Reaper is a-calling, the Pooch opts to use this moment to tell his nearest and dearest how he appreciates them, wishes them farewell, and thanks them for giving him the very best life possible. In case you missed it, Brian was shockingly mowed down by a car as he and Stewie prepared to play street hockey. Rather than being played for chuckles, the damage done to Brian is handled in a much more serious way, with him being taken to the vets before it's revealed that his injuries are fatal. Seeing Family Guy kill off one of its core characters was shocking enough, but it was even more jarring to see that it was a character as popular as Brian. In fact, it was so jarring that fan backlash led to the K-9 being brought back 2 episodes later, thanks to some time travel shenanigans. 4. Carl Grimes in The Walking Dead. Across The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, and The Walking Dead World Beyond, Carl Grimes is one of the rare characters who is well aware that their inevitable death is well and truly on the horizon. For Chandler Riggs's character, his death gave The Walking Dead an emotional shot in the arm at a time when the series and its characters needed it most. Having been bitten on the stomach, Carl knows there's no way to avoid what's coming. It's not like with a limb where you can amputate it, you can't just cut someone's stomach off. Prior to this reveal, we see Carl stepping up to protect the residents of Alexandria from Negan and his saviors, with the young man making a bold decision to interrupt someone who's about to bomb his one-time safe haven. He provides a distraction that allows the Alexandrians to be led to safety, and it's only at the end of this entire ordeal, at the end of the How It's Gotta Be episode, that Carl reveals to Rick and Michonne that he's been bit. The moment is beautifully delivered, and it explains why Carl had what had felt like a new sense of purpose for the prior 50 minutes. The next episode is a real punch in the gut, as we see Carl say his emotional goodbyes as death slowly closes in on him. 3. Olenna Tyrell in Game of Thrones. Not only did Olenna Tyrell know she was going to die, she went out like a complete and utter badass when meeting her maker in Game of Thrones' The Queen's Justice episode. As part of Cersei's unrelenting power play during Thrones' 7th season, the House of Tyrell is brought to its knees and it's down to Jaime Lannister to personally off the Queen of Thorns, Olenna Tyrell. It's safe to say he's not entirely happy about killing off an old frail woman, so he compromises by offering her a quick, pain-free death via poison. After getting reassurances that the poison is both effective and as painless as possible, Dame Diana Rigg's character promptly drinks the sinister poison, then reveals that it's she who ordered the death of Joffrey, Jaime's born-out-of-incest son. Not only does she casually reveal this to the Kingslayer, but she also gleefully goes into the specifics of Joffrey's death. All whilst Joffrey's father, Jaime, just has to watch on helplessly. And in one final kicker, Olenna states that she wants Cersei to be made well aware who was pulling the strings that led to Joffrey's death. I mean, she can't get revenge now. Olenna's already dead. Sucks to suck, Cersei. 2. Adriana Laserva in The Sopranos. The death of Adriana was not only one of The Sopranos' most brutal moments, but it was also the perfect example of just how cruel and clinical the world is. When reflecting on the series, you realize that Adriana was one of the most fascinating characters. So, when Matteo Laserva was murdered in the penultimate episode of the show's 5th season, it left jaws agape as audiences struggled to believe that The Sopranos would kill off someone who'd been such a mainstay of the series. By the time of that fateful long-term parking episode, Adriana had finally told her fiancé Christopher that she had been working as a mole for the FBI. Chris near enough killed her himself, but then karma heads prevailed and the two were set to move away and go into witness protection. Adriana would later get a phone call from a frantic Tony Soprano, who explained that Chris had been hospitalized after trying to take his own life. When the ever-lovable Silvio turns up to give Adriana a lift to her beau's bedside, it soon becomes painfully clear what's really happening. While the audience may have twigged already, it's heartbreaking to slowly see Adriana realize that she's about to be whacked. A Sil veers into some woodland and ultimately shoots her in the head, signaling how Christopher had valued his mob family over his bride-to-be. 1. Opie Winston in Sons of Anarchy. For many, they're still not over the death of Ryan Hurst's Opie Winston in Sons of Anarchy, nearly 9 years after the show's Laying Pipe episode first aired. Jax's best bud and one of the most loyal members of the group, Opie went out like a true hero. When Damon Pope had Jax over the proverbial barrel, Opie stepped up to make himself the sacrificial lamb that Pope was seeking. The deal on the table is that Pope will let two sons have their freedom so long as one of the other members gives up their life. It's decided by Jax that he'll offer himself up as a sacrifice here, but Opie forcibly makes himself the one to die as he lands a headbutt on the sergeant, a move that automatically makes him the one to be on the receiving end of a 4-on-1 beating that's designed to end in death. To Opie, this was the ultimate honor, the perfect encapsulation of what his brothers meant to him and his opportunity to do what he deemed right for the greater good. As soon as the moment arose, Opie took his opportunity to greet death head-on with no fear. True legend behavior.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.